there's no mountain too high, no river too wide. Sing out this song and I'll be there by your side.
Welcome back to Tivating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. I'm Elizabeth, and this week's episode, it has a different focus than what was originally planned because the world's light is a little dimmer now. On Monday, September 30th, it was shared that Tony Award winner Gavin Creel passed away after a battle with cancer. And sitting here saying that, it doesn't feel real. Like, he was just here. He just performed and brought so much life to Miscast in May. Like, how is he gone? And learning about the news of his passing, it's one of those moments that is going to stick with me. I was at my house getting ready to work out and a friend sent me a message and I opened it to see the Playbill announcement of his passing. And I just sat down on the floor and stayed there for a while, just looking at the post and responding to other messages from others who were having the same reaction of just utter disbelief and shock. Loss is hard no matter what, and every loss is significant. But that day, seeing all the posts from those who have worked with Gavin, knew him personally, and those who have had interactions with him over the years, it's just been incredible to see the impact that he had throughout his life on every person he touched, whether it was a personal interaction or just through his voice while others sat in the audience to watch him. And when Aaron posted about Gavin's passing, in his caption, he started by saying to never meet your heroes unless they're Gavin Creel. And he went on to say that when he was studying to become an actor, he only wanted to be Gavin. And then he was lucky enough to meet him and become Gavin's friend, and that only inspired him to want to be more like him. And Aaron echoed this sentiment in 2022 on the Drama Podcast.
The couple of times I've gotten to work with Gavin, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm done. I think I'm fine. Because, you know, Gavin was one of those people that I listened to when I was in college, and I was like, wow, how does he sing like that? I want to sing like that. And then it's very Norbert as well. Yeah. And so then you all of a sudden find yourself, and what you think in your own head is a very short time later in the room with them, and you're kind of like, what happened? How am I here? So I feel like that constantly. So I was ready to retire after working with both of them as well.
Aaron and Gavin's 2016 Miscast performance of Take Me or Leave Me from Rent is truly one of the most iconic videos on the internet. So many have shared that this video, it was their first experience of Aaron and Gavin, or that the video got them through the pandemic, or that they watch it daily because it just sparks so much joy. Aaron and Gavin's chemistry and friendship, it shines through so clearly in every aspect of this performance. And I love listening to the interview with MCC Theater when Gavin describes the moment at the end of the performance where he almost kissed Aaron. He talked about how close they were to each other, and he sang into Aaron's microphone, but ultimately he just couldn't bring himself to fully go for the kiss. But I mean, that little tap on Aaron's behind at the end of the song, Gavin at least did something to get a reaction out of Aaron. Aaron and Gavin, they reunited for Miscast in 2021, and that was another iconic performance. And this Miscast, it was all recorded virtually due to the pandemic. And it wasn't until later that viewers learned that, plot twist, Aaron and Gavin, they were not in separate spaces recording their parts for the rendition of In His Eyes. They were in a small office space with a reversible background, and they changed that out for each of them to sing their separate parts. And in interviews about this performance, both Gavin and Aaron shared that while one of them was recording, the other one was off to the side just making faces or laughing at the insane circumstances for recording this performance. But again, their performance did not disappoint, and yet again left viewers wanting more with their almost kiss after Gavin joined Aaron in his space, took off his headphones, and Aaron put his hands on Gavin's shoulder and his head, and little did we know that the kiss heard around the world would be coming soon when their episode of American Horror Stories premiered. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Aaron Tveit is the only reason to watch anything horror-related. But again, in their scenes together, Aaron and Gavin just had the best chemistry. Gavin was interviewed about this episode and his time with American Horror Stories, and he said that there was so much buildup on set leading to the kiss scene between him and Aaron. But ultimately, they got the scene done in two takes. He said that when it came down to it, it was just a lot of trust that he and Aaron had in each other. They both knew they were going to go for it, but they also knew they didn't want it to be too salacious. And even now, when I post the scene from American Horror Stories, or I post the edit of the kiss buildup through the years from the 2016 miscast to the 2021 miscast and then to the kiss in American Horror Stories, people still lose their mind. Both the miscast performances and even the American Horror Story episode between Aaron and Gavin will be viewed through a different lens now that Gavin is no longer Earthside with us. Personally, I've never had the opportunity to see Gavin perform in a concert or a show live. I've heard his voice, and I've of course watched his performances with Aaron and any boot clips from his shows or concerts that I've come across, and now, over the past 2 days, my For You pages on both Instagram and TikTok, they've been stories and memories of Gavin. And one in particular that has stood out was about someone seeing Gavin at a Stephanie J. Block concert. And it was one of those moments where they were in the audience, they're watching the concert, but also watching Gavin watch the concert. And they talked about how clear it was that Gavin was so happy to be there and be supporting his friend. And they went on to say that, of course, people went up to Gavin and to greet him and ask for photos. And they said that he met their requests in such a way that it did not take away from the fact that it was Stephanie's concert and he was there to support her. But he also was genuine and kind with everybody that he came across that night. I love that peers of Gavin's have been sharing text messages that Gavin has sent them. It's just clear that he loved so deeply, and he wanted to see everyone around him happy and living life to the fullest. Other videos that have tugged at the heartstrings have been stage door interactions with Gavin, and as we know, stage door can be a wild, rushed scene at times after shows. But in these videos, Gavin greeted each person he encountered with a hello, and if that person had something more to say, he would pause and look them in the eye and be present with them in that moment. And there's so much value in that, in being seen. And Aaron is like that too. When he's able to, he looks at those who are talking to him in the eye. And for that moment, that eye contact sends the message that what that person has to say matters. And JoJo, she's also one who does that. Like, quick story, my husband and I, we were waiting at stage door after a matinee show for Moulin Rouge that we went to over the summer, and we were there in the hopes that JoJo would come out. And it had been a while of waiting, and I turned to my husband and said, "She's worth the wait, though, because when she interacts with you, she really sees you." And this group of girls next to me, they kind of laughed, and I looked at them, and they said they were only laughing because they realized I was right, that she did give everyone that she interacted that time, when not all actors are like that. John Cardoza, he's another one that I've interacted with, who just really has a gift of making you feel at ease, feel seen, and feel like you matter. And I don't know if these actors, if they know how much, like, it's just a blip of time for them. But for those that get those interactions, like, it's so much more. So much more. It's such a gift to be able to make others feel that way, especially people who you don't know. And Gavin was one who really did have that gift. He was just the epitome of joy and someone who loved his life and those in it. And being able to read about and watch videos of the impact that Gavin had on the theater community, that's what's going to keep his legacy alive. He will live on in people's hearts and through the stories that they have shared and that they continue to share. I mean, there's a hole now in the world that will never be able to be filled. And processing this loss is going to take time for everyone. But if we can all live each day a little more like Gavin, find the joys, support those in our lives, tell those who are important to us that we love them and that they matter. And like Gavin said in his final text shared by Benji Pasek, live. If you are alive, live. Thank you so much for listening today and continuing to support this podcast. I know this was different than what they normally are, but Gavin's passing couldn't go unacknowledged. The next episode that will drop will be episode 100, and that just seems so wild to me that there will be 100 episodes out there in the world. So thank you for being a part of that. For more fun Aaron content, follow along on Instagram at @tivating_patiently and on TikTok at @tivatingpatiently, and hope to have you back here for episode 100.